when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality podcast. Podcast for Black Bi Baddies, those who love us. Today we are talking about the second drop of the Traitors US. That's, and I am once again joined by my co-host Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there. And it was episodes 4 and 5.
Okay,
we're
4 and 5.
At 5, and so much has already happened this season.
So much has already happened. So many people are still here.
So many people.
So, and a trend has come. A trend has come, and we will talk about it. How are we feeling going in? Maybe we should talk about the biggest elephant, the racist, homophobic element in the room.
Well, you know, the anti-blackness pops up every season. Every season the castle is ready to just out of nowhere dogpile onto a black femme or a black woman. Just like, yes, we wholeheartedly believe this person is a traitor because some white man told us to believe this. You know, so I was a little shocked, or not as shocked by that, but then as the episodes kept going on, I was just like, okay, we're on our bullshit this round. We're on our bullshit. But you know what? Ding dong, Michael Rapaport is gone.
Dead. Gone, banished, and thank goodness. But I mean, maybe we should talk about that first to try and get some happiness. I mean, this man was all over the place, once again yelling at Colton. It was a Colton versus Michael. I know all of the women were like, I know these two divas aren't trying to take up our camera time.
Exactly. Just going back and forth, yelling.
Yelling in the kitchen. I loved that Rob was talking in response to Colton, and he's like, yeah, it's Michael. And at first I was like, oh, he's saying Michael's the traitor. No. He's like, it's Michael, of course. This is going to be her response. And then Michael walks in. He's like, yeah, it's Michael. And it's like, no one's getting anywhere with this energy.
Nowhere at all. It, you know what? I'm just like, finally we have him gone. He's been a nuisance in the castle from the top, and I understand why the traitors have wanted him around. I think I am so shocked that it took this long for the rest of the faithfuls to be like, he should go.
He literally had, like, he was already always stepping to the line, but it's Michael Rapaport, so he was going across the line eventually. That round table was horrendous. He's going back and forth with Colton, who keeps claiming that he's a traitor. Then Michael wants to go down the rabbit hole of, you know, for holding secrets, who here will be best at doing that. Problem is, Colton's sketchy. I've talked about it last recap with you. He was in the closet, and I have a little bit of understanding that being in the closet on the big stage of an ABC show is huge. He probably really wanted a relationship to work with a woman because that's the easier route for everybody.
Especially
but he's gay.
Him. Exactly.
But he's gay. I think his last go around to really try to prove he was otherwise was this relationship. And he did heinous things in desperation over that secret. We could still look at the truth of that and have absolute sympathy for his ex and still hold the weight that Michael Rapaport don't need to be saying ish about what it's like to be in the closet, because he will never know that experience.
never, ever in his life. And if when he said it, it felt like a record scratch moment where everybody was just like, did you just say what I think you just said? And I literally said to my partner, like, is he talking about him being in the closet?
Mm-hmm.
And Colton immediately is like, you know, so you're comparing this to 29 years of me. And he's like, I never said that.
His initial response was literally, and there it is.
Yeah, and there it is, yeah.
And that means Colton probably felt like it was going to come from this man, because as a black woman, if I was looking around this cast and I was like, who's going to hate crime me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Michael Rapaport. Everyone's like, oh, Colton's playing the victim. Absolutely not. He sat there and said, and there it is. He doesn't need to say any more than that.
Right.
You know what's happening. Everyone at that table knows what's happening. But because it's Colton, we're going to pretend we don't know. And there's other queer people at this table. Johnny Weir was like, I know you're not in front of my Olympic. Forget Colton being a football player. We have to hear that every time. My Olympian ass being a gay man, I know you're not going to try to talk about people who had to hide an aspect of themselves for safety,
right,
and pulling that into this game for Peacock.
Right.
Simmer down.
Please. Ugh. Because I can't even lie. I honestly assumed Michael Rapaport and Jam Jam were having us such a hard time because of Michael's racism or something. Like, I'm like, I can't prove it. But you know, I'm like, I feel like everybody's probably been looking at Michael like he's, yep, a problem for multiple societal oppression reasons. And what he said at that round table kind of was just like,
it finally happened. Like, I think everyone has been sensing it. And it's like, this isn't his first time. Michael Rapaport has been hiding behind having a black wife for years for his, mm-hmm, behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this ain't new. I don't think the production thinks it's new. They knew something was going to pop off with this person. Okay. So there's a lot of responsibility of what happened to be shared. Mm-hmm. Don't do this ever again.
Right. I don't understand why they put him on this cast. I do not. I don't. Who was begging for that? No one asked for that.
No one. I think because I'm... We're in the midst of a heated rivalry, like, phenomenon right now. And one thing, I'm going to make a whole different video of bisexuality and heated rivalry right now. But the one thing that heated rivalry has showed, that the intimacy between queer people could be titillating, mm-hmm, for a grand audience, mm-hmm, but it does not erase homophobia whatsoever. The only out gay person in that cast right now is starting to block people and starting to get accused of if he even hangs out with one of the other cast members. Are they dating? Mm-hmm. Like, calm down. Stop trying to be some queer investigators. You're straight. A lot of y'all are straight. And I could tell you're straight because of the arguments you're getting in with actual queer people about what this show actually means.
Yeah.
And I feel like Traitors has been a very queer-friendly show. It has freaking Alan Cumming, bisexual, dressing the way he wants, mm-hmm, every episode. Literally, we have Housewives. Mm-hmm. I mean, Housewives comes with their own homophobic problems. But one thing... they still have a gay audience, and the gays love them. So, and now we have RuPaul's Drag Race. I can see a higher up being like, we're really moving away from middle America, so I want Donna Kelsey, and I want Michael Rapaport.
That's like, girl, just go with us. Like,
and we're going to have such huge influence on the game that Donna Kelsey's a secret traitor, and Michael Rapaport, we don't even have to give him a special position because he's gonna mess shit up.
And it's like, Donna Kelsey immediately got found out as a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Rapaport's been pissing fellow game players and the general audience off since the beginning. I understand this desire, especially for something like this on such a mass scale, to want to appeal to everyone. But I think if anything shows you, I don't know, I'm just like, so many of these shows are very queer and are very successful. And so continuing to like try to cater to a specific audience at the risk of like safety, whether mm-hmm. that's physical or mental or emotional, of like the other people, it's really not worth it. Like, no. Like it's really not worth it.
It's really not. But let's go to the start of this episode drop, episode 4. We are back with our tied up faithfuls and our 3 traitors, and they really dragged it out. But finally, Caroline, of Real Housewives of Dubai got, and Lisa Rinna had words to say. What did you think of this?
Well, I knew a housewife had to go at a certain point because there were still so many of them. And, you know, I think Caroline was a safer choice. I was really shocked when Candace was like, you talk too much. I was like, did Caroline talk too much? I don't even remember anything Caroline has said in this game. But it was so funny to me when Caroline was like, Rinna, you bitch. I was like, now see, this is why we need housewives here. Yeah. This is, and Caroline's like, I'll see you. I'll see you around at like BravoCon. And Lisa's like, no, you won't. And I was like, now Lisa, you know you will.
Truly. Truly. I loved that also Lisa had these glasses on. Her hair was flat because of that cloak. Loved that. And yeah, we got some, I think what I have still been needing, and maybe people who are not familiar with the housewives been needing, is actually housewife on housewife crime on mm-hmm. this, because that's what they do. Instead, yeah. They're mixed with these like other people, and like the ones who are known for the zingers, you don't have to really, you could put them in a room with anyone. Mm-hmm. The ones like Lisa Rinna, Dorinda, mm-hmm. there's a specific environment where they shine, and it's not exactly the environment of traitors. Mm-hmm. Now, I've actually been surprised that Dorinda has been pretty even kill so far. Mm-hmm. It does sadden me that, at least on Twitter, I guess I have to be on there for work. It's a cesspool. But a lot of them are like, they need to get drinks in her for her to really shine. And I was like, first of all, it's a problem that Bravo does do that to housewives.
Exactly.
But also, if Dorinda only shines when she's drunk, she's probably not that great at reality TV, babes.
Right. And she may have a problem. But that's neither here nor there. But, yeah. And I think also I'm really sad that they got rid of Portia so quickly, because I feel like Portia would have given us more of that like housewives on housewives back and forth energy, or like even coming at other game players in like a funny zinger type way. But they got rid of her so fast because she kept repeatedly mistakenly saying things that made her seem like a traitor. So I understand why they did it. But I think for me, I was like sadder that Caroline lasted longer than Portia.
For real. For real. Like, it's a huge loss.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Imagine, I don't even know what Portia would have said to Michael in this whole situation. But she would have said something and did something. Instead, apparently Dorinda has an op that's not a housewife, and it's Ron Funches.
Their back and forth sent me.
This man, I was rooting for you, Ron. I was like, maybe I can forgive you for Portia, because Portia did that. She did that. But to say out of nowhere, I suspect Dorinda. No one has said Dorinda's name. He sits down in a room with Dorinda and like one other person, and she's just sitting there like having a good day. He's just staring at her. She's actually being kind, and he's like, I suspect it's you.
Right.
Ron is out housewiping her right now. She didn't know what to do.
She did. Because it's just like, where's this energy coming from?
And then at that round table, she's like, I asked you about your family, like, da-da-da. And he's like, I don't give a shit about your family, and you shouldn't care about mine. I'm here to be objective. And I was like, okay, in Big Brother, when someone gets HOH, you only get that for 1 week. But you have a lot of power. You can nominate people to send them out. Mm-hmm. It's like Ron was HOH when he got out Portia, mm-hmm. and now he doesn't have power. He still has the HOH-itis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He still thinks he's sniping people out, and people are starting to tune him out, mm-hmm. and he's picking on the weirdest people.
Right. And it's like, sir, what is going... Like, I don't understand, honestly. I'm just like, I don't know where the Dorinda theory came from. It just makes no sense to me. And also, even from a gameplay perspective, I'm like, it's still, Traitors is still a social game. Like,
yes.
I think Michael Rapaport is a great example of, like, by the time people voted him out, they were like, I actually don't care if you are a faithful. I want you gone because of how you show up here. And yeah. So some of that, when Ron was, like, talking to Dorinda, I'm just like, Ron, I'm gonna need you to like remember you were brought here because people know you as like the friendly comic, and your energy here is so weird.
I am so shook. I thought he was gonna be so friendly, and he turned into this, and I'm like, I don't know where to go from here. Like, black people are getting dropped left and right. Like, I'm only left with so few, and I need you to act right.
I know. I was just like, well, I feel like at this point, Candace is going to be safe because it's like, we're just getting black people out right and left.
No, they're going to suspect her soon.
I know.
This is what happens.
I'm hoping they look at Lisa first, though.
But what's happening with Lisa? Lisa's doing something wrong because mm-hmm. they have to keep murdering to cover her tracks because who was the first one to say her name?
Monet,
which... Oh my God. Oh my. Can we wait a second? Like, I'm actually getting tired of Candace. Because Candace could easily hold her tongue. We don't have to report everything to Lisa Rinna. That's the one thing gamers did. It's like, it's not me.
Right.
What does it matter? But this season, they're like, it's a team sport.
Right.
For some reason, Lisa Rinna is the weakest link, and they keep protecting her.
They do. And I found it interesting also that Dorinda kind of, like, was, like, immediately like, yeah, she is acting weird. I was just like, where's the housewife solidarity? Like, Rinna voting for Portia, Candace saying Lisa's name at the beginning, Dorinda verifying to Colton that Rinna is acting weird. Just like, can we have some camaraderie amongst the housewives?
No, apparently not. But also, okay, so Monet gets murdered, which disgusts me. Monet did outlast his sibling, Bob the Drag Queen. So kudos to you. Also, said a proper name. Kudos to you. Just watch who you're saying it to. Like, Eric learned a lesson. Eric mm-hmm. hold on to what he thought was good evidence until he got to that round table. Imagine if Monet, who hasn't been talking very much, said that at that round table for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my gosh. And then Monet gets chopped for Lisa Rinna. I would make that trade any day of the week.
Oh my gosh. And when Colton was like, Monet was the best dress, and Rinna was like,
one of. That's why I'm like, the housewives, it's a weird competition between the drag queens and the housewives when it comes to fashion. And it's like, the housewives have money.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think Beverly Hills and maybe Atlanta is known for fashion. Potomac, we know, is at the bottom. Okay.
At the absolute bottom. Bottom. I feel like with Monique coming back this season, all of us have been like, oh my god, I'm so happy to see beautiful gowns again.
Yes. But it's like, oh my god, I need them to, like, get a grip. Just like Dorinda, she wants to make this big fuss about John not trying to get to know her. But at the end of the day, how do you not know about Colton Underwood's story if you're in the reality TV space, very specifically?
Right.
And your fandom's also gay. You don't know about the one gay bachelor who did a full-ass season, then got into hot trouble, and then had to come out? I'm like, the housewives are in such a specific universe. It's like they don't consume media outside them. And when they go outside, they're shocked no one knows them.
Right. Because one thing I do appreciate about the Drag Race contestants is, like, they don't take it personally when people don't know them, you know, and they also often don't know other people either, right?
But it's like niche.
Right. Whereas, like, the housewives are always like, you don't know who I am? And I'm like, girl, how many people? I'm like, yes, the housewives franchise is huge.
Huge.
But for real, there's a lot of reality TV out there.
Yeah, there's more competition now, for sure. And if you don't have, like, the constant memes, like, we don't know Dorinda for the quips or the funny. She's not funny.
Right.
I'm sorry. She's not funny. So it's like, no, we don't know her. That's why I'm like, they don't give enough to Real Housewives of Atlanta. Because Real Housewives of Atlanta, you don't even have to watch that show. And to this day, you know not to be seen with a white refrigerator.
Exactly. You definitely know something NeNe Leakes has said. You probably know something Portia Williams has said. You probably have said something Kenya Moore has said. You know, it's like so many of those housewives are so iconic and, like, so memeified on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, some of these other franchises. Like, girl, I'm like.
And also, you might be big in your city. Like, it's New York. Dorinda Medley's probably known in New York, and New York's right. A big city, but right. It's like when you step out of that national,
right?
It's like they don't know how to interact with other people.
No.
It's crazy. So in that first round table banishment, is there anything else we want to talk about from this hot mess?
Oh, the first one with Tiffany.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it was real rough because Colton, we left off with him saying Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany held her own because she always will hold her own. She is from Big Brother. No, she didn't win, which I am sometimes like, Tiffany, we do have to examine why we didn't win and adapt.
Mm-hmm.
But she is known as the Cookout's mastermind. The Cookout was the first Black alliance, and they kept that in to the very end, to where there were only Black people in that house at, like, final six.
Whoa.
And then we had our first Black winner. Tiffany got out in the double, but she was the one who came up with their game plan. We're all taking a partner who's not white, and they're our parachute. They're our number one. And maybe we even sit on the block next to him, but we have the Black vote to make sure the Black person doesn't go home. It was hilarious. By the time there was only, like, three non-Black people, they started getting hints, but of course wouldn't say it. And then they were like, one person literally said, just to let you know, I'm not Black, but I'm Latina. Like, it got to that point.
BIPOC solidarity?
and Tiffany had an East Asian guy. We love Derek X, but he has to go.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Exactly. So Tiffany is smart. And
she's very smart. Very smart.
Colton rightfully clocked that. He's like, she does want the power. She wants to be the loudest in the room and the power. Just be honest, though, Colton, you also want
exactly.
that power. You saw another boss, and you're like, I gotta take this boss out. The only way I can do that is be like, you're a traitor. And she's like, I'm not a traitor. I'm just smarter than you.
Precisely, because I don't understand why, instead of listening to her and then being like, let's click up in an alliance, his immediate thought, because she didn't even say his name. I think for me, it's like she was saying names that other people already had thrown out. And there was, I'm like, she said Michael, Ron, and Jam Jam. So I think I was really confused when Colton is just like, she's clearly a traitor. I'm like, no, she's clearly smarter than you and came up with a clear game plan for y'all to move forward for the next few round tables. You're pissed off that it's not you. And now you have to be the loudest one in the room. But you're also always wrong. Like, you're wrong.
Yeah, like, she's loud and wrong. And it's very interesting how the white man gets to be loud and wrong multiple times. And it's not seen as like, oh, he's napalm now. Now, I wonder how it'll be after this. But I do think since Michael said what he said, he's still not going to be like an untouchable. Now, I have theories. Colton could have made the guess of Tiffany, Michael, and Jam Jam because Tiffany does seem to be cool with Michael. Like, recently she shared a picture of her and Michael on social media, and there was a certain section of Big Brother fans who were like, disappointed, maybe not surprised.
Interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, she doesn't care. She's going to be friends with who she's going to be friends with. And then Jam Jam, look, I would have loved if her and Jam Jam were working together, but it seemed like Jam Jam was also sus on Tiffany.
Yeah.
They were not.
The gamer on gamer violence, just every season, it manifests in a different way.
I'm like, for sure.
It's always, yeah, it's like they always come out the gate being like, no, we need to be an alliance together, but then immediately start turning on each other. Mm-hmm. Because Rob C. also was like, I think Jam Jam is a traitor.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Tiffany also stuck with it. Like, she's kind of doing what Candace is doing, because Candace is so funny, and it's working. Mm-hmm. At least she has, like, a faithful story, and I think that's what is hard about being a traitor. Yes, you have to think about a traitor, but you also have to think, if I was playing this as a faithful, what would I do? Mm-hmm. Candace would do, you got on my girl Portia over nothing, and she was a faithful. Run. You got to go. That's her story every time. And I was watching with Jordan. Jordan's like, no, Candace, don't start it off. But I'm like, the one time she started off before the Colton and Michael thing, she was like, so we heard screaming in the kitchen. Want to talk about that? Why is everyone silent right now? Which is perfect. And when she speaks up, she's like, Ron, no one's listening to her. But
and I think it's like really great because also she knows the tide of how the castle is going, and week by week she keeps being able to say the same person without us actually knowing if he's a traitor or not, you know? And so it's working in her favor, because also it's like later critique of Lisa Rinna is that she's too quiet, right? But no one's picking. Candace is talking. You do hear Candace talk, and she seems like a faithful.
Yeah. I mean, their notes to her was like, hey, you got to speak up more. But do you think anyone will clock her acting differently?
That was my thing. I'm like, she actually can't change her behavior at this point in the game, because it will be a red flag, particularly to Colton, who's already paying attention to her. You know, and the difference with Monet and Colton is Colton said it in front of multiple people.
Yeah.
And Monet only said it to Candace. Whereas, like, I know Lisa wants to go after Colton, but I'm like, if she does that, it's immediately going to send up the antennas of Dorinda and other folks who were in that conversation.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. But also, we have to think of the long list now of Colton enemies.
That's true.
So she actually might get away with it if someone took those shields and they get to murder someone.
I know. But I would assume that Colton would be one of the people to take a shield.
I would assume that too. And I don't know if we're getting some editing here. So we had some interesting, you know, missions. I forget what they're even calling them. But everyone had to get coins out of this fountain, and then they can find the location of these statues, bring back the statues around the fountain, and underneath each statue is one or more shields. At the end, Colton was in a group that had four shields, and another group as well. So yeah, Colton was with Candace and Lisa Rinna, and I forget who the fourth person is. And I'm like, how, if he's already thinking it, he said, I told myself every time I had the opportunity, I would take it for a shield. And we have two traitors in this group too. How did they not pick up those shields?
I think for them, it probably felt more suspicious if they did.
But not if they let Colton throw the idea.
That's true. If the whole team did it. Interesting. Yeah, so if Candace and Lisa didn't, they probably definitely, or he didn't either. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless he snuck around and did it, but yeah.
I think they might have done it and they're cutting around, because when they were asking about the shields, they do not want us to know until next episode. Mm. So in the turret with Rob, Candace told Lisa, or told him, like, Colton really wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just probably edited around, and then we did it. So who are we killing tonight? That's my bet. I don't know about the other group, though.
Yeah.
Because I forget which other group may or may not have taken. First of all, shout out to Natalie also in just both of these episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, taking all of these statues. Second of all, being extra cute with Rob. Because she had that, like, snake skin.
Top,
and she's sitting next to him, and then he was like,
like, he was like Burmese Python. I was like,
oh my
you're
God.
Just saying something.
Quita, how did we feel about the return of the overalls?
I mean,
they're lighter, right? They're lighter than the ones he had.
They are.
I mean, they're at least new.
We knew the overalls had to make it a cameo this season at some point. I think the way people be thirsting over Rob, both on this cast and on the internet, really grinds my gears. But I will say, I did love that moment at the round table where Michael Rapaport kept saying commiserate, and Rob was like, that's not the definition. It's like, what? And it's like, that really isn't the definition. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. I think that's the thing that makes him, like, an interesting reality TV heartthrob. It's like, he really does rely on his looks. He's not going to say much, but the things he does say sometimes take you by surprise. Like, it will be, like, a deadpan joke. Or it'll be, like, Michael, grammar, please.
Please stop using this word that you clearly don't know the definition of.
Exactly. Like, come on now. And so, yeah, I agree. Monet was on the official Traitors podcast with Bob the Drag Queen and Rob Marino. And Monet also was like, if he showed up to my room in those overalls, I'm like, first of all, you're taken. Calm down. But yeah, so it's still going far, and he's still doing good. No one's saying his name.
Exactly. And it, like, really pisses me off that Colton thinks he's Mr. He has all the answers, and I'm like, you're buddy-buddy with one of the traitors, and you're telling him your thoughts and ideas, and he's just turning around and telling his fellow traitors. Like, wow.
First of all, this gay is not turning on Rob R. Just like Monet wouldn't. It will have to be a huge slip up for anyone to even try to throw out Rob R's name.
Right.
We also skipped over the evidence from the open murder.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ron was like, light footsteps. Good. We've had that before last season, except it was heavy footsteps, and that was leading to Bob.
Right.
This one's very light.
When he said that, I was so scared. I was like, clearly it's going to be Candace. He's going to say Candace.
He instead went to
Maura.
And Maura, when he finally confronted her, she was like, it's a compliment, I guess, but it's not me, you weirdo. Like, Maura just looks at every, like, emotional man, because we're dealing with a lot of emotional men. They're just taking up space this season. And she's just like, you weirdo, not talk to me. The way Michael Rapaport yelled at her before they had a vote, she was like, am I on another planet? And it's so interesting because Maura is from Love Island. Mm-hmm. Almost everything that has come out of her mouth has been very actually gendered. She mm-hmm. really does. She's really heteronormative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's breaking her brain that the sassy, most emotional men in this house has been men.
Yes.
It's breaking her brain right now. And then Eric has another piece of evidence. And when he said what he said about revenge and Faithful, he heard a laugh. He said that laugh was Tiffany.
I was like, I don't think I've heard Tiffany laugh out loud.
Loud? Yeah, I was like, this is when I was like, Lisa Rinna's gone.
Thank you. I was like, clearly that's Lisa. Maybe Candace, because I just remember them coming to the turret for the first time and cackling together.
Yeah.
Like, Tiffany.
I don't know why these men, I know why these men. Men are raised and, like, instilled to be confident. Any thought they have, say it with confidence, everyone will listen to you. The evidence that they have, they need to be less confident and more vague. Because a laugh, a woman's laugh, that's something we can work on. No, everyone's acting like they never played Guess Who before.
Yeah.
Who has red hair?
Right.
Take everyone who doesn't down. Who's right. Wearing glasses. We're both here. Like, use the smallest evidence. Light footsteps, it's a woman. Of course, all the women will be offended, but we're checking off different boxes.
Right.
And yet they just want to label someone flat out without thinking of the other options.
And I think what I am noticing this season is a lot of, like, the Faithfuls aren't really doing that, like, brainstorming together. It's like loud mouthpieces being like, I have the answer. Let me say it, and just, like, going for it versus, mm-hmm. like, what you're saying. Like, if Eric would have came to the group and been, like, or, like, his trusted few, I don't know who they are, and just been, like, okay, when I was up for murder, I heard someone laugh. It mm-hmm. sounded like a woman's laugh. And then start to strategically think about, like, okay, who have been women who keep surviving the chopping block? Or who are some of the women that we found, like, a little suspicious? You know, it feels like the Faithfuls aren't really talking and strategizing with each other. It's like Michael on a mic, Colton on a mic, like Ron with his random suspicions. And yeah. It's been to their detriment because they just keep looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Also, I thought Lisa hung herself when she went into breakfast because they were asking her questions, and then she was like, and then I was released by an axe. I was like, I don't think they used an axe, and I wish Ron or Eric would have said something with that, because it's like no one else said, and they used an axe to cut the rope,
right,
and let me go.
Well, it's like Ron didn't mention the axe, which people immediately were looking at him like, is that suspicious? But instead of him starting to look more suspiciously at the others who were on the chopping block, because Eric also mentioned the axe, so I think people were less suspicious of him. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, also, like Candace said, it's like Lisa had so many details. It was a bit alarming seeing how they were blindfolded for like 80% of that. So
she's such a bad liar.
She's like, I think it was a maple tree. I was like,
Maple? Everyone looked around like, oh, so she's an expert on trees.
That is so specific. I know you lying. It was at night. You mm-hmm. know what a maple tree looks like in the dark?
You just want to feel that? MS. I did like the mission where they had to openly take away people's shots at shields and saying the person's name. People real petty with it. So petty. So petty. Yeah, and I think other than that, what else did we want to talk about? I keep looking at Mark Ballas of Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
He's like hanging out with Colton mm-hmm. and like the boys group, mm-hmm. but then I'm just like, even after Michael Rapaport got banished mm-hmm. and he voted for him, he said, "Sorry, my man," and I'm like, "Sorry, my man." After all, I'm like, I don't know anything about this guy, but I'm not getting great vibes.
Yeah, I did notice that moment where it was like Monet, Rob R. Colton, and him all together. And he like, I don't want to profile, but it was like him and Rob yeah. kind of like did that like masculine handshake. And I was like, is that even you? Is that your energy? And I don't know you personally, so I can't tell you who you are, but it felt a little off. It felt like you're trying to blend in with the boys, but Rob was the only heterosexual in the group, so we could have just been gay.
I don't know. It's like, does he just have long hair? Does he just dance and have long hair?
Right, are we profiling this man?
I don't know, but I'm like, I don't know where. I sadly think he's a follower. So he's going to probably be around for a bit. Natalie, the queen, when it comes to the Michael Rapaport of it all, she said, and everyone here needs to wrap it up,
mm-hmm.
take out Michael, because mm-hmm. this is some nonsense. Mm-hmm. Someone then shared a clip of her on Survivor. She did the same exact thing. She called out this man who was like saying things that were like racist and homophobic and was shouting during a competition at him, and he yelled back, "If you were a man, I would hit you." Natalie, not being scared of nobody, was like, "Then hit me, man, because I am not scared." She's like, everyone here needs to get it together, and we're voting him out, and it happens.
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The power Natalie has. And guess what? She's probably just going to sink right back in with the group.
I know.
Not make many waves until she has to do it again.
Right. Well, it's like I was thinking, I was like, honestly, the traders need to recruit her whenever they can, because if not, she's going to be a problem. Because the reality is, we're getting to that point where we have been knocking out some big faithful, like faithfuls with bigger personalities. So now we have a lot of faithfuls who are just kind of floaters. We have Mark from Dancing with the Stars. We have Tara mm-hmm. Lipinski. We have Steven from Laguna Beach. I don't care what that title card says.
I know, it's so crazy. And every time, so Jordan and I have very different, we have the same reaction to different people. Every time Tara comes up, I'm like, I don't know her. I forget about her. I thought Tara was Caroline who got murdered. I was like, oh my God, she's still here. And Jordan's like, that's unacceptable, actually. Like, that's unacceptable. And then when Jordan's like, ugh, like, Steven is so orange. And I'm like, of course he is. He's from Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
And actually, you should know that. Priorities.
I love this. But again, it's like our little pockets of reality TV and like yes. like what we keep up with in pop culture.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. I also feel like Eric is kind of one of those floaters. I mean, I feel like he went for Tiffany and he was wrong. You know? So I'm just like, the traders, it's like they've had a good run, but I think we're going to get to the point, we're already there. Colton has his sights set on Lisa Rinna, and other people have like been whispering her name. So, you know, I think the traitors, they've had a good run, but they're going to start getting, people are going to pick up on them.
For sure. I mean, if Colton, if more people did what Colton finally did after all the mess he caused, all he had to do was turn to Dorinda and ask exactly what he knew, but lead the horse to water. Mm-hmm. Is Lisa Rinna usually this quiet?
Exactly.
Every gay knows that answer.
Right.
And Dorinda's like, huh, actually, she has been acting weird on this show. Yeah. Now, I do want to talk about Eric. I know a lot of people were very angry at him for Tiffany. I will say, I think this was such an honest mistake, and I loved his confessional afterwards, because he said, I'm a child of immigrants. And to be very specific, like, he's also Asian, which is more of a collective society. Mm-hmm. It's talking about you have to help the group, and that's also where he was coming from. And American competition shows are literally out for oneself. Mm-hmm. It's actually very unique that this season the turret is so a team.
The turret is more of a team than the Faithfuls are, honestly.
Exactly. So it meant a lot to Eric that he was wrong, and I liked that he was hanging back. Mm-hmm. Hanging back. Him and Kristen from Top Chef were just in that kitchen, just snacking together and watching these white people, this white-on-white crime. They were like, this shit is a mess.
Well, it's like the moment Michael came in there yelling, Kristen, Mark, Eric, all leave the room. Like,
you're not going to mess up my blood pressure.
No.
What? So, yeah, I am interested in him trying to make a little comeback, but even if it's just being chill and just being a voter and not trying to sway a vote. So, yeah, at the end, we're left with a cliffhanger. I just feel like they definitely are going to murder. Like, I don't believe these Faithfuls are on one page at all. Who do you think? Does Colton finally get it?
Maybe. I think it's just very risky, though. And I also think, I'm getting worried because I'm just like, if they keep getting rid of too many loud Faithfuls, it'll just be the traitors. Like I think Rob is flying under the radar, even though Michael was like the three hunks, which I'm just like, who would call them three hunks? But whatever. I'm like, Steven in there? Whatever. But yeah, I think I'm like, a part of me is like, maybe the faith or the traitors need to keep Colton around to continue to be like a shield, and maybe let the castle get rid of him versus like them getting rid of him. I think they should go for a safer bet, like a safer choice.
A safer choice. I mean, I would be down for Mark.
Yeah, I think Mark. Yeah.
Rob's face is still in here. Oh, I don't want the Olympic skaters to go anywhere, but they're also one of the safest people.
They are. I think Mark, even Steven, honestly, but I think also they're thinking about challenges. Steven seems to be an asset to everyone for winning money. I think Mark would be a safer choice.
Yeah. So I guess we're settling on killing Mark.
I think it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
It'd be random. I think, you know, they need more of the random versus like strategic decisions on their behalf, because I'm like, Colton said that in front of multiple people. And if anybody puts two and two together, they're going to be on Lisa Rinna's trail. I mean, that would leave an opening for another traitor. Mm-hmm. Did you see the preview, though, where there's like a red earring for in the upcoming? I'm like, are they going to try to do another secret traitor thing or something, maybe?
I don't know. I had to turn it off. I don't need no more. I'll be surprised. Like, I was slapped in the face this week.
Yeah.
But we're getting to the end. That means we have to find a beautiful black moment of this episode drop. Have you thought of yours?
Yeah, I have mine. I mean, it's heartbreaking, but yes. It was beautiful. I think Candace coming to Tiffany's defense at that round table was such a beautiful moment, because as a traitor, she didn't have to do it. It actually would have been safer for her to vote with the rest of the castle, because it was so clear that the rest of the castle was going to swing that way. Mm-hmm. But for her, and you could see it on Rob's face when Candace like speaks up, Rob is like, kind of makes a face like, I don't know, why are you defending her in this moment? But I think Candace really felt for Tiffany. I mean, of course she had the inside knowledge that Tiffany isn't a traitor, but I think that moment of like her being like, no, I'm gonna defend you, and also referencing to the rest of the castle, like, you saw what we did to Portia, let's not do that again. We have two clear choices we could make. We could choose Ron, we could choose Michael. I don't know why we're all of a sudden going for Tiffany. I thought that was a beautiful moment, and Candace, for her own gameplay, didn't have to do it.
I seriously, that moment actually takes me back to like heartbreaking moments in Big Brother, like heartbreaking moments in Survivor, and like Black people just finding themselves. And it's always Black women. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Black women are able to look around, see what's happening, and just be like, damn, does anyone else know? Does anyone else even feel like a little bit of like sadness from this heartbreaking thing that we are doing to these like Black women competitors? Mm-hmm. It's so sad. And she tried, but she knows she can't go so far. Mm-hmm. She does a delicate balance with that. I feel that my beautiful Black moment will absolutely be Tiffany when she was in the Circle of Truth and she said, you know what, you may need me, but you don't deserve me. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to look at it, because she was one of the smartest people in that room. Mm-hmm. She was also very headstrong, but look at all the headstrong men that get to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she needed the money. She's mm-hmm. not also these men. Michael Rapaport can say what he said on this. Mm-hmm. There's already people defending him, and he's going to go on to the next thing. Right. And go on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And Colton, this is his second shot after like a whole court situation. And then he'll go on to the next thing. Like, yes, he's getting a little bit of flack on social media, but he's genuinely okay, and he gets further on this television show
mm-hmm.
that people are getting paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so crazy. So I like that she said, you don't deserve me, and the hot mess that came after.
Mm-hmm.
Our chaotic bi moment of the episode.
It's, I mean, for me, it's that the two ice skaters hate water.
Look. Look. Like, Jordan wants to defend Tara, and I'm like, look at your girl. Like, look at what's happening over there. But you know what? My chaotic bi moment is truly, like, all of the queers and Natalie, Mara too. Mara was like, you're bringing this trashy American nonsense onto my homeland?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In front of my latex outfit? She said, you gots to go back. Mm-hmm. You gots to go back to your shithole country. Like, this is disgusting. And it's like, it's so not the point. Everyone who is making his comment just specific to Colton, therefore trying to justify it, the fact is, it's not just about Colton, though. Because mm-hmm. there are multiple people at that table who have had to experience being in the closet for a long time where that same comment could apply to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're right to take it that way. The people at home that are still in the closet are fair to take it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept saying, I'm sorry if he took it. You knew he did in the moment.
He literally told you in the moment. Other people also at the table told you that they were offended. This is not an if. You did.
Yeah. So, like, what are we still hedging around for? He probably, like, was asked to apologize again to camera. It's like, You're always apologizing, or you're always saying, oh, I don't care if I'm going to get canceled. Like, you never should have been here.
Exactly.
Like, especially that the gays own murder mystery. They own the Brits and the gays own the genre. You were a guest.
Truly.
You were a guest in Alan Cumming's castle.
Period.
In my world, he owns that shit. Him and his little dog.
Exactly.
So you need to apologize to that bisexual, too.
Truly.
I just wonder what Alan was thinking, because he's the one who's, like, advocating for these drag queens to go on this show.
Right. Well, didn't he kind of shut it down after that moment? Or did it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he was like, okay.
Like, we're going to stop here. Same thing happened after this one guy outed a trans man on Survivor. Like, Jeff was disgusted, and he said, I think we all know what we're going to do here. Didn't even bother to vote. He had to leave. Because, again, that person was using, you're trans, you haven't told anyone, therefore, you could be a threat to all of us. And it's like, conflating that of literally having to do something for your survival.
Right.
Which is still needed to this day for some, when you're just trying to play a game.
Exactly.
Get out of here. Have some class.
Exactly.
That's the big thing. Like, people want to act like it's all fair on the court. Have some class. This is a Peacock show. It's going to keep running. Therefore, like, people are going to forget about this later, but you, like, hurt a community.
Exactly.
So go. Also, Candace better win.
Like, she better win. They better not let Rob R. win this.
If he wins, she better win too. Period. Lisa, get it together. I can't have my black woman keep saving you. She told twice.
I know, and I'm like, well, I'm
or
like...
Or no, it was Rob who told her
Rob
one.
Rob the second time, yeah.
But Candace, too. And it's like, we sacrificed Monet Exchange for you.
Thank you. Get it together. My thing is, they're going to have to let them get a dub. They're going to have to let the Faithfuls get a win.
Push her under the train.
Let them. It's like, I'm going to need Candace and Rob to kind of huddle to the side and be like, she's a liability. We love you, Renna. Actually, I'm still mad at you for casting that vote towards Portia. Actually, I'm still holding on to that. So I'm going to need Rob and Candace to come together and be like, if we have to sacrifice somebody, she's already put herself on the chopping block. Just let the rest of the castle do the job.
Do the job. Clean it up. But thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you're listening through the podcast app, please leave a review. It does help us, and I don't really ask often. Thank you, everyone, who has joined us once again on YouTube. I was a little nervous since we took a break, but I'm so happy. People want this, and that feels so good, especially... And we needed a debrief. We needed a black queer debrief this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad that we're able to come here and give that. Because that was nonsense.
Absolutely. But I'm glad we're cleaning it up. We're cleaning it up.
Cleaning it up. Wida, where can people follow you before we come back for next week?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram @hello_Quita.
And I am Nicole Weaver. Please follow Black by Reality across all socials. Next week, we will have guests from Survivor with Sabaya Broadwick and Tiffany, who's going to be on Survivor 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're better. People better at right next week. Because there's going to be four black women now.
Right. Right.
Like, you thought you got all rid of them in the castle? Oh, no. We tag team the next week.
Love it.
So I hope you are there for that. Anyways, I hope you guys felt visible hearing us, and stay visible. Bye.
Bye.